This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump has been impeached for a second time. 10 Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives joined Democratic lawmakers in the decision. They charged Trump with incitement of insurrection for events related to last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol. Trump had rallied thousands of his supporters who then charged the Capitol. Impeachment proceedings now move to the U.S. Senate, but Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Trump won't face trial until after President-elect Joe Biden takes office next week. This means Trump won't have to leave his office. As Congress debated, Trump issued a statement saying, "I urge that there must be no violence, no lawbreaking." Representative Jim Jordan, a Trump ally, read the statement aloud during the debate. Trump issued a similar statement by video after being impeached. Asian shares are mostly higher Thursday as investors await U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's unveiling of the details of his economic stimulus plans. Indices in Tokyo, Sydney, Hong Kong, and Seoul finished higher. Mumbai Sensex was also up. In futures trading, the S&P and Dow are trending higher, while the NASDAQ is in negative territory. A statue of the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis could soon represent the state of Georgia in the National Statuary Hall of the U.S. Capitol. A bipartisan resolution introduced Wednesday in the Georgia House seeks to replace a statue of Alexander Stevens, who was a slave owner and vice president of the Confederacy. Prominent Georgian politicians on both sides of the aisle endorsed the idea following Lewis's death in July. And the mayor of D.C. in Washington, D.C., that is saying that in order to prevent potential violence during the inauguration on January 20th, public is being asked